Today's guest is Ryan Wood, Chief Information Security Officer for VGM Group. He joins HME News in 10 to talk about how the cybersecurity and infrastructure landscape is quickly evolving, what will make Change Healthcare-like cyber attacks more common, and why ChatGPT and the like are both a blessing and a curse.
Today's podcast is proudly sponsored by the HME News Business Summit, the premier HME leader event. Celebrating their 20th annual event, the summit will take place in Portland, Maine, October 21st through the 23rd at the Westin Portland Harbor View. Register now with promotional code LOWEST, L-O-W-E-S-T, at hmesummit.com/register for the lowest provider rate of $495.
I'm Liz Bollier.
And I'm Teresa Flaherty.
And this is HME News in 10 from HME News. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for joining us today on HME News in 10.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. So you have quite a bit of experience. Let's see, 20 years of experience in cybersecurity and infrastructure management. How has the field changed in those 20 years?
Oh, man, it's a completely different beast. So 20 years ago, the internet was kind of young still. The thought of cloud computing and remote workforces really didn't exist. So cybersecurity has had to shift and change to moving from kind of defending the castle and having a moat around it to defending remote workforces and having security where people are and where they're doing their work. There was no Internet of Things. Phishing emails weren't a thing. So keeping up on it remains a challenge. And we have to keep learning, keep on going, and it's not getting any easier, that's for sure.
Right. Now, the previous company you worked for was non-healthcare related. Talk about how cybersecurity for a healthcare company is kind of a different animal.
Sure. So healthcare records and patient data are very private, and they can be used for a lot of different things in nefarious ways. So the patient healthcare data is very lucrative, I would say. So it's a lot more money. The cyber breach is much more costly if they happen. The data itself is different from other types of data in that it can't really be reset. Like, so you can't cancel your credit card and get a new one if that's your social security number. You can't just renew or reset any of the data that's in there. It's private and it's ongoing, which makes it more difficult and more valuable.
Do you think healthcare companies will increasingly be a target of cyber attacks in the future, and why? You know, we've spent a lot of the past couple of weeks at HME News reporting on the Change Healthcare cyber attack, which has had quite an impact on our readers. Talk about whether this type of thing will happen more frequently.
I believe it will. I think it's a fact that the average cost of the breach is almost double what it would be in say, a financial services breach. The cost of paying all that and the impact it has that trickles throughout the whole ecosystem can be really vast. The data can be used, so you can use it to forge medical background and get fake IDs or passports with that data. And you, like I said before, you can't get that data back, right? So you can't go get new ones. The healthcare industry in general becomes a target. It's very sensitive data. They have to pay or have to get back online in a hurry if they're not prepared for it. It's very costly to get there if they're not. I think it'll continue to be a target until we find a way to make it not profitable for the adversaries.
Bigger picture, I guess, what can we glean just using the most recent example being the Change Healthcare cyber attack? What can we glean from that in terms of lessons learned?
Yeah, absolutely. Without knowing, you know, obviously the specifics of the Change Healthcare attack, and I think we probably will never know the exact things that happened, but in an overall general global more picture, I think we should be leaning on building our cyber program and our infrastructure for resilience and running it that way, rather than just being focused on the backups and the recovery of those. I think the ability to keep doing business is going to be a more of a focus. Taking zero trust principles into account, so we just assume compromise. We can assume they're already in here. How do we secure our environments? Assuming that there's somebody already in here poking around trying to find that PHI data or trying to find any data that's personal. There's large financial impacts that can trickle throughout the ecosystem and it doesn't stop. So if there is a breach, they can use that data to either attack attack the same person again. Yeah. In short, you just can't trust criminals to be honest, right? So building for resilience is the better way to go with the long-term strategy.
Yeah, on a company level where you do have to rely on a third party for some of the things you're trying to do in this regard, what are some lessons learned, even like for VGM or an HME company that's operating in the industry? You do have to work with third parties to have a successful cybersecurity program, I'm assuming. So what are some lessons there?
Yeah, strictly around that, I think building in redundancy. If you can, avoid having reliance on a single party or a single thread that can fail. So having options out there that will allow you to continue to do business, continue to provide service for other entities and other third parties, I think is key as well. I think that's been pointed out really well during this Change Healthcare issue. There were a lot of people that used them solely. So kind of at the mercy of how quickly they can resume operations.
Right. You had mentioned previously how this is all moving target, expanding. What, look into the crystal ball of the future as much as you can, Ryan. How will these threats evolve, do you think, in the next few years?
Yeah, I think right now generative AI or ChatGPT type tools are kind of the future right now. It's an evolving target, but right now that's the buzz. It's going to help not only defenders but adversaries automate a lot of the things they do. So it's also staying ahead in the automation race. It's a constant game of cat and mouse between the capabilities of the adversaries and us figuring out how they're doing that in order to combat it.
So when it comes to, you mean that our adversaries are using ChatGPT to do more of this activity? Is that what you're saying there?
Exactly. They're using robots or AI to build their tools. Like, so they can automate, say, a phishing campaign. They can use ChatGPT tools to create a better email that is more likely to get clicks on.
Gotcha. Well, this has been very interesting, Ryan. We again appreciate you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
And that's HME News in 10.